In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Brothers and sisters, life is about making choices. We're making choices all the time, in everything. Minute by minute, we're making choices. Either it's a good choice or a bad choice. There's really no in-between. The Gospel tells us about making choices today. On this day, that is the third Sunday of Great Lent, in the middle of Great Lent now, the Sunday of the cross, this reading for the cross, where the Lord says, "Whosoever will come after me," and then he tells them what they should do. Whosoever will come after me. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Then he says again, "For whosoever will save his life will lose it. But whosoever," he doesn't say whosoever will, but the meaning is there, "whosoever will lose his life for my sake," and the gospel's the same, shall save it. This is defining what we need to do to be saved. What we need to do. What we need to choose. Nobody's going to choose for you. Nobody's going to do this for you. Most people don't do this, even if they call themselves Christian, because it is a choosing, the will choosing to follow God. Don't think that just because you call yourself Christian that you've done this. This would be a grave error. A grave error on your part, on all of our parts. Because sin is choosing to go away from God. And since we sin, then we must often not choose to take up our cross. The wonderful news is that when we choose to follow God, He helps us. He strengthens our will. He doesn't take our will and mold it according to His will. He strengthens our will so that we can be changed as we make effort. It's not magic. It's not God winding us up like a puppet. It is us choosing and then God helping us. And the epistle gives us some insight into this. Why the Lord became incarnate. Because when you look at the cross, it's not about the death of Christ. It's about Him being alive. It's about His life. And about what His life did for us. The cross was just a moment in the salvation story. Sometimes it's focused on as if it is the salvation story. Our Lord, according to St. Paul, was in all points tempted like we are. Save, He did not sin. So our Lord knows what it's like to have temptations. Our Lord knows what it's like to choose to do right. As a man, He chose to take up His cross. And I'm not talking about the cross that ended up standing on Golgotha. Talking about the day by day where He chose to be godly. He chose to follow the will of His Father. And as a man, He did. And if you read carefully in the Gospel, you'll see His humanity is very present. You'll see that He got discouraged. You'll see that He was afraid. You'll see that He was sometimes very sad. And yet always, He chose to do what is right. So, we can too. Since He did as a man, He enables our humanity to change. The way of the cross is to consider the things that are not life to be dead. And the things that are of life to be alive. The things that are away from God to be unimportant, to be avoided. The things that are of life to be clung to. This is what our Lord means when He says, if you save your life, you lose it. Meaning, if you indulge yourself in things that appear to be pleasant, appear to be what you want, then you will lose your life, because those things are not of life. What is of life is to take up the cross. That is, to struggle against yourself, sometimes with blood, with great effort, with great sorrow sometimes, with a feeling inside you of longing to become something that right now you are not. That is taking up the cross, following our Lord. But it is your choice. I want to impress upon you, this choice is one that you make moment by moment. Anyone who is dedicated to their craft re-energizes themselves about it at various times, rededicates themselves, always considers, is this good for what I want to do or not? Is this profitable or not profitable? And if it is not profitable, then a person who is dedicated to a particular thing discards it. It doesn't value it at all. Unfortunately, this does not describe us, because there are many unprofitable things that we recognize, and yet we still engage in them. Bad thoughts, anger, jealousy, ambition, laziness. Many times we know that these are bad choices, and yet we make them. If we're doing that, then we're not following the way of the cross. The way of the cross is to choose life, the way of life. And the way of life is not always easy. In fact, the way of life is rarely easy. Now, notwithstanding what people say in large auditoriums, the Christian life is not an easy life. It can be. It can become so after a person has truly changed. But until then, it's very hard, because you war against yourself constantly. And a person who does not recognize that will be lost. We must consciously make a choice to follow the way of the cross. Every moment, consider every option in your life to be a choice that is either profitable or not. Good for you or bad for you. There's not in between. We just lie to ourselves if we think there's in between. If you waste time all night long watching television and then go to sleep and don't say your prayers, you'll never recall that time again. It's over. You could die that night. And if you don't die that night, you still have debilitated yourself by things that are of no account. And also, you haven't gone to the Lord in prayer. You haven't strengthened yourself. It's a poor choice. All throughout our life, all throughout the day, there are these choices. And really, it is simple. It's good to look at things really, really simply. And that is, every choice is either for God or not for God. Some people might think I'm being too literal. Some people might think, no, that's just overdoing it. Oh, no, this is the truth. Every choice is either for God or against God. And when you choose not to choose, you have chosen. When you just let inertia carry you, you've chosen. All right, now what do? If we're in bad habits, we find ourselves doing things all the time, we don't know how to stop it. That's a conundrum, isn't it? It's a problem we all have. How do we get out of such a problem? By bit, choosing the right thing. All right, so you don't say your prayers very often. It's not exactly a new sin. You're not alone. but you should want to say your prayers often. So what can you do? There's a lot of practical things you can do. I've talked to you about many of them in the past, usually privately. But fundamentally, you have to have in your heart that you desire to know God intimately. And that you want to do everything you can. So find every opportunity to do good instead of evil. Seek out ways to do good instead of evil. Eventually, you will start to pray more. Because your will will become stronger. The Lord is not expecting you to accomplish the task alone. But you must choose this task. He won't choose it for you. This is a consequence of us being made in His image. We are free to choose good and evil, just as our Lord was. He could choose good or He could choose evil. We are free also to choose good and evil. Now there is, unfortunately, the point in time when a person has chosen ways that are away from God long enough, and all of us, it applies to all of us, our bad habits, that we find it incredibly difficult, if not sometimes impossible, to choose the right way. That's where our will has actually been taken away from us. God never takes away our will. God never abrogates our will. The evil one does. And we ourselves abdicate our will to him. But God does not take our will. But the great news is that if we desire to choose the right way, God will strengthen us. Now, maybe not according to our timing, but according to His. And we will get stronger, and we will be able to do good more often. And with the doing of good comes the feeling in the heart of peace that God wants us all to have. Brothers and sisters, we're in the middle of Lent now. We've gone 3 weeks. How have you done so far? You haven't done so well? You can do better starting right now. Not all at once. God doesn't require it all at once. Do we require all at once to our children? No. They learn bit by bit, don't they? They eventually learn to share with one another, and then they learn to care about each other's feelings, and then they learn to think about other people outside of their small circle, and it all expands. Same with us. That's how the Lord treats us. It's not requiring of us holiness this moment, but He is requiring of us eventually to become holy. So let's take concrete steps to becoming holy today. Let's frame everything in our life very simply. It's either good or it's bad. Now, maybe you don't always have the wisdom to know what's good and bad, but realize that a choice is either good or it's bad. May God help us always to choose the good. Amen.